This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning. We're live in the beautiful Spartan Studios in downtown Grand Rapids. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Randy. And right now on the live line, we have Corinne Briggs, our friend up at Black Star Farms. Good morning, Corinne. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you know, it's got to be a gorgeous morning up in the Bay Area. Tell us exactly, Black Star Farms, if I want to go on a wine tour, where do I go? How do I get there right now?
From Grand Rapids, it's a pretty straight shot. You just take the highway north and
when I'm in Traverse City, where are you located?
Well, we have three locations. The main one is off of M-22, just south of Sutton's Bay by a couple miles.
Right.
And I drove that this morning, and it's magnificent.
That's the one. That's the one I'm recommending to anybody, because that cruise up along the west side of that West Bay is beautiful this time of year.
Yes, absolutely. It's like the trees and everything are on fire. Just gorgeous.
And what's the guy going to experience? A couple, typically couples. If we go up on a wine tour for the weekend, what are we going to experience when we walk into your main tasting room at the vineyard at Black Star Farms?
This time of the year, if you come up during the weekdays, you're going to experience, you're going to get two glasses. It's $5 a person, and you can sample up to five wines off our tasting menu. If you come up during the weekends, you still get the same, the same offer is still valid, except that it is a little bit busier. So if you're the type of person who doesn't mind a crowd, doesn't mind waiting, doesn't mind the, fun energy from lots of people wine tasting, Saturdays are great, but if you prefer something a little more intimate, a little more quaint, then the weekdays are probably a better fit for you.
And your harvest this year, what are you producing? What's harvesting? What kind of? I know every year varies. So what's going to be good this year?
Actually, this year is looking pretty good across the board. We had a sort of a slow start, but a really warm July and August, as you know, down there. And then great cool nights, and it's extended, actually. It's been a gorgeous few weeks, so that's kind of helping out the red varieties to ripen. They take just a bit longer to ripen and reach full maturity. But we've already brought in some whites, some Cayuga for our Bubbly Nouveau, and a few others. And we've brought in Regant, which is a red variety for our Artisan Red and a red dessert wine. And it's just looking high quality, high quantity. We're going to have some beautiful aromatic whites and some full-bodied
red. Just sounds phenomenal. Well, listen, we're out of time, but Corinne, thanks so much for telling us a little bit about Black Star Farms. We want to talk to you again down the road because you make phenomenal wines, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Bob. Have a good day.
Okay, that's Corinne Briggs from Black Star Farms in Sutton's Bay.
We're going to choose charcoal grills coming up in the next segment, and I've got a fresh salmon recipe I'm going to be throwing down at deer camp later today. Stick with us. We'll learn about those. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.